Can you please state your name for the record?
My name is Warren Curry.
And what was your stance on camping before we came out tonight?
My stance on camping seems to me mankind has spent a very long time trying to get away from the outdoors and have shelter. And so my stance on camping has been, why would I leave this perfectly constructed shelter in my bed and go outside?
This week on the Trail Connection, I brought my friend Warren, who in past conversations has let me know that he hasn't had the greatest experiences growing up camping. So I took it upon myself to try to convert him to the religion of camping. And so we're out here at my secret spot. We came out last night and wanted to explain and kind of demonstrate the positive things of camping. Whenever you got the right gear, you got the right temperature, and the right atmosphere, that combination can really result in a love for camping. So that was my goal. And so last night we came out, we had a good dinner, got set up, gave him the primo spot, my hammock that I rave about all the time. And tried my darndest to convert you. So why don't you tell me a little bit about just the experience coming out last night, kind of what you expected and how it played out.
Yeah, so I expected because we've walked out here before, we've hiked out here, so I kind of knew what to expect coming out here. The packs were a little heavier than I thought they would be, but it wasn't like unbearable. But then when we got out and, you know, you started setting up, I realized like, wow, this is a different kind of camping experience than I've ever had. Cause like, if I were to go camping, you know, growing up, it'd be like a tent with a bunch of annoying poles and pegs and maybe a cooler that you had to lug around. So to actually pack it all in a pack and hike out to your spot, that's like a completely, right off the bat, it's a completely different experience. It seemed more manageable than, all right, just throw a bunch of crap in the trunk and we're going to drive to a campsite. You know, it seemed more adventurous and outdoorsy. Mm-hmm. And the hike out here, you know, because of the location, it was fun. Like it was like you felt like you were going somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't just like,
let's go drive to the campground and park. And
right.
There's and the facilities. Like, there's
here's
the water.
Your campfire. Right. Kind of had to, you had to do it, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah. And then, you know, the dinner last night, you know, steak and potatoes, you know, like I had to come out to the woods to get a steak dinner, you know. It's been a long time since I've had steak anyway, but it was good. The whole, you know, sitting by the fire, you know, talking and exceeded my expectations, honestly, because I was getting a little cold feet about 3 o'clock yesterday when we were going to meet up at 3:30. I was like, oh man, I don't know. I don't know. And pretty much once I showed up at your house and I saw like the packs, I was like, wow, he's at, like, this is for real. Like, this isn't just like, oh, here, let's, you can have my extra sleeping
bag.
Sleeping
on, bag. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it was done right. So,
good deal.
And the sleeping portion too, because that's always been my aversion, I think, to sleeping. You know, notoriously a picky sleeper. I wouldn't say I'm a light sleeper, but I just like to have certain conditions. And like you mentioned, the weather was really cooperative. It was beautiful last night, and that hammock was really comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I slept as well in that as I would have at the house. So yeah. I mean, I only woke up a couple times. So
yeah, and I think, I mean, I'm biased towards the hammock because that's kind of what I always go to down here. But it took me a few times of sleeping in a hammock all night to kind of get used to, you know, the positioning and, you know, like the sway. That's not a natural feeling when you're laying down. It'll like shift and then your whole body, you know, rock a little bit. So I think that the first few times that I came out in the hammock, I didn't sleep as well as I could have, but, you know, you get used to it. And then, I mean, as far as the comfort goes, I think it's always been very comfortable. It's just the, you know, the length of periods of time you get the naps between the night. But the last few times that I've come out in the hammock, I've actually slept really well, where I think maybe I only woke up for, like, barely woke up once in the middle of the night. But then again, I mean, I've kind of gotten really used to sleeping outside. I like it a lot, and so I sleep really well. You know, I slept in my tent last night on the ground. I mentioned when we woke up this morning, that's probably the best night's sleep I've slept in there since I've had this tent, just because, I don't know, all the conditions were perfect. Yeah. It was like the mat was the right firmness, and, you know, I had my extra jacket I kind of rolled up and plopped on top of my pillow that I had in there, the inflatable pillow that I had in there, laid on my side, and I was out. I woke up this morning with the sun coming up, so it was good.
Yeah, and really another big thing for me with sleeping outside, the ambient noise was really nice. You know, you'd get the wind in the trees, mm-hmm. the crickets, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was soothing. I was surprised at how little, because we usually sleep with a fan on at the house or some kind of sound machine or artificial noise.
Yep.
But not one time last night did I feel like that was going to be some kind of problem. So mm-hmm. it was just really nice.
Yeah. And waking up, you know, I think that our bodies have kind of like natural alarm clocks sometimes, but out here, it doesn't matter, you know, how late. I was up probably till about midnight last night. I came off a night shift on Thursday night, Friday morning. So I had slept part of the day yesterday. And so I wasn't super tired, but I wanted to make sure I didn't sleep in until 10 o'clock today.
Yeah.
So I stayed up a little later. I went to bed about midnight. But, I mean, my head kind of popped off the pillow as soon as the sun was kind of creeping up above the trees over there. I mean, it was probably 6:30 or so the first time I woke up. And that was just, like, natural. I didn't have an alarm set or anything like that. And there's something cool about waking up with the woods, you know, with the birds chirping and, you know, those noises that just kind of naturally start the day. And that's a really pleasant way to wake up.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to, "Daddy, I'm done." or, "Can we watch something?"
Yeah.
But I love those sounds too, but you guys understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I was worried that I'd be, you know, tossing and turning all night, and I was tired at like 9:30.
Yeah.
Just, I was ready to go to sleep, you know, and I think with the winter time, you know, the time change, mm-hmm. it got dark out here at like 5:30, so it was like,
yeah,
that helps a lot. And, yeah. You know, you mentioned being out here and the atmosphere and all that. I noticed that probably the last week or two, I've had just kind of like a weird dry cough, like at the house, just at work.
Mm-hmm.
But we came out here, I wasn't coughing last night at all. Yeah. So I don't know if the fresh air really did me some good or what, but...
Well, I'm sure it did.
Just, that was a boon to my health.
Yeah. So I keep talking about it every time I talk about this spot on the podcast. Like, I'm really glad that I found it several years ago, and it's been a place that I can come back to, you know, kind of any time I need to, you know, rejuvenate or like kind of get away from things. And things are going great right now. I just want to come camping. But it's just always a pleasure coming out here because the walk-in, you know, is always challenging. Fell into some water last night. It was the first time that's ever happened coming out here. So I had to overcome wet boots and a little bit of wet gear. But, you know, fortunately, nobody got hurt. you know, just coming out here and getting set up and then kind of seeing how things have changed. You know, the woods change every day kind of thing. And there's certain times of year that we come out here that when you come through this one particular spot where there's a little creek bed, sometimes there's flowers just kind of blooming on the ground. Sometimes they're as tall as you are when you're walking through it. And so it's always interesting. No matter when I come out here, like, it's a different hike and it's a different adventure, even though I'm coming to the same spot. And so I really like that aspect of it. And I mean, on the hike out last night, we saw probably half a dozen, you know, 8 or 10 pigs coming out. Saw a snake, did not identify it, but almost stepped on it. So if I didn't have Warren with me, I probably would be in the hospital, because I did not see that sucker at all. And then this morning, you know, right as we were getting ready to start this, had a couple deer, or a deer, go on the north side of us. So it's just neat because it's like, it's not that far away from where we live, but it's far enough away that we're, you know, in the middle of nature and it's kind of doing its thing and we're just visiting. So I like it.
Absolutely. And, you know, so I do have a little bit of a history with some bad experiences camping and coming out here and kind of doing it right. Like I said, definitely shifts your perspective and, mm-hmm. and makes you see like the positives. And, you know, not to knock on my mom or anything, but when I was a kid, we'd go to these family reunions out of state. And there was a couple times where, and this was in the summers, you know, we're going up through Tennessee and into Kentucky and we're just finding like a random campsite to go pull over and camp. Mm-hmm. And we had like a little tent and it's like my mom and the four of us kids, my dad had to work. There's like a specific time and specific that I'm talking about. And I just remember, I mean, it was hot. It was uncomfortable. There was just stress. It wasn't, this is fun. Like, let's go gather wood. Like, it wasn't like a fun thing. It was mm-hmm. just like, well, we have to stop for the night and we're kind of out in the middle of nowhere and I'm not going to go find a hotel. So, and we had planned on like, oh, we'll camp.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, you know, I was too little to like really appreciate it. I think I was like 6 or 7, like maybe even 5. But anyway, it just wasn't fun. And it was like, man, so that kind of set the bar for me as far as like, I don't know if I wanted to be involved in this. And that was probably the last time I slept outdoors until high school. And, you know, we had that treehouse that some of the guys would go to. And, it was just like, I'd get made fun of, but it'd be like, oh, it's 2 a.m, we're done hanging out. Who's going to take me back across the river? You know, like, I didn't want to sleep outside. Like, I just was something I didn't want to do, and I was willing to be chastised for it. But fast forward a few years later, when Holly and I got married, and I got all excited, I was like, you know what? That sounds like it'd be fun. We had just gotten a dog, and I was like, we'll go camping. But again, I did zero research. Mm-hmm. I just went to Walmart and dropped like, you know, $250-$300 on like a bunch of cheap stuff, a tent, a cooler, a hatchet, you know, like just stuff that I thought was cool and like might need.
Yeah.
We went out there. We went to Hillsborough River State Park, beautiful park. And the first red flag should have been like, we were the only ones there. But I was like, oh, I guess everybody's done camping, because I think it was like Memorial Day or something had already happened or one of those holidays. And we get everything set up and like we're just kind of hanging out and it was fine. And then it was like, all right, let's go to sleep. Which, with a puppy that had never really slept outside before, mm-hmm. every noise in the night, she was like pawing at the tent to try and get out. And
yeah,
you know, we heard something sounded like a dinosaur coming around the corner, and we like look out there and it's just like an armadillo rustling.
Yeah.
So it was just, you know, I probably got like 90 minutes of sleep total that night. And, you know, that camping gear then went tucked away in a bin and has yet to see the light of day since then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was probably over 10 years ago. And it's just one of those things that, like, I think I needed a good experience and somebody who kind of knew what they were doing to really show, like, hey, this, if done the right way,
yeah,
this can be really enjoyable and, you know, kind of cathartic. It doesn't have to be like, let's go camping, you know, like.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's really interesting, because I, like, my experience coming up was a lot different, you know, with being introduced to camping. I mean, it's similar to what I'm trying to do with my kids. Where, I mean, it started in the backyard with me. I mean, my dad would throw up a tent, and a lot of it had to come from the fact that he just liked sleeping outside. And so, like, he'd get a fire going out there, and if it was cold enough, you know, he'd pitch a tent, and then, you know, any of us that wanted to were welcome to sleep out there, but he was going to, kind of thing. And so I grew up, like, around that, like, being excited about camping in the backyard. And then we would take trips to, like, those campgrounds that they have set up, that, you know, like, you got the facilities for the bathroom and all that kind of stuff, but all the sites have water and electric. But we try some of those different types of sites. We went to this one place up near Dade City called Lakewood Retreat quite a bit, and I got a lot of good memories of going there. A lot of other families from church would go, and we'd kind of all compound there in some different sites and stuff, so that was really neat. But that really, I mean, there's only been a handful of times where I've had, like, really bad experiences camping, but overall, like, it never tainted my desire to do it. But, you know, as I got older, and kind of had more opportunity to do some camping in different places, all of my prior experience was, like, in a place with a bathroom and water and electric. I didn't have any experience with rustic camping like we're doing right now, primitive camping that we're doing right now, to where I didn't have the need for, like, you know, to figure out where I'm going to go to the bathroom or, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, all of the questions that pretty much come up to anyone you ask, like, hey, you want to go camping? Like, okay, cool. Well, what are we going to do for this? What are we going to do for that? So, like, when I started getting into this, the minimalist type setup, you know, with backpacking gear, ultralight stuff, and just looking at all the products that were available, I got really excited, because it was like, wow, there's tons of options out here for, like, you know, you can sleep anywhere you want. And so that kind of fueled the desire for me to kind of plunge into getting this extra gear and just trying things I've never done before. But yeah, I mean, prior to 2 years ago, I never really slept in a hammock. I always slept in a tent, and most of the times it was just on the hard ground, and, like, you just woke up with a sore back. That was part of camping.
Yeah.
You know, and but you were outside, you know, and it's great that there's been people that have come up with different products that kind of make the camping experience a little bit more enjoyable. And so when I was thinking about doing this episode and pulling you out here, like, I had that in mind, that, like, having heard that story before, I was just like, man, that's really unfortunate, because there's tons of wonderful things that come from, you know, spending the night outside and, you know, have kind of like a tainted or, like, stained view of what that experience could be based on some, like, just unfair circumstances, like growing up, of not really getting the opportunity to experience it the way that I did. I wanted to try to challenge myself to, like, give that experience to somebody else. So, I mean, I think it was really cool that, one, that you actually had a good time and you were miserable. I can't remember if I put this on an earlier episode or not, but my poor brother-in-law, man, we came out here one time, and it was me and my wife's two brothers. That's not good. Me and my wife's two brothers, and then somebody's hunting some deer out here. or a hog or something.
Whew.
Anyway, me and my wife's two brothers, and my brother-in-law, my other sister's brother, and my other sister's husband, and we came out here, and it was probably, I want to say it was like early December. We had some decent weather, but the overall, like, it wasn't as cold as I wanted it to be out here. And this spot is in the middle of a swamp, so I mean, there's mosquitoes galore out here even when it's cold. And I let him have, or he brought a hammock that didn't have a bug net, and they came out here not really knowing what to expect. I mean, I kind of had the same setup. I brought all the same gear for, you know, for me. I didn't have enough for three extra people, but you know, they had their own stuff as far as sleeping gear goes. But that poor guy, man, he got eaten alive all night long. I think he got like 30 minutes of sleep, and he had like 70 something mosquito bites all on his legs and everything. And like, with no sleep, goes back home the next morning. He's like, I'm never doing that again, right, kind of thing. But, you know, then we came out again. I convinced him to try it again, and we came back out, and he had a much, much better experience. And so it all kind of comes back to circumstances. I mean, if you, even with the best gear, you know, if it doesn't work out exactly right, it can be uncomfortable. But you know, there's lots of different options out there for sure. And but anyway, I think that just being able to escape and get out and it just kind of get connected with, you know, what it's like to cook your own food over an open flame and then get a good meal in your belly and then just kind of hang out and have some fellowship around the fire and then, you know, get a decent night's sleep in the open air.
It's absolutely.
And a lot of healing to that.
And you mentioned that word escape. I think in our modern digital age, we've been just conditioned to like, oh, you want to escape? All right, turn on the TV, find something on Netflix, play a video game, look at your phone for 90 minutes, like, and then just pass out in bed. Like, we're doing all of these simulated adventures, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You get this false sense of accomplishment. I play a lot of video games. Like, that's just something that I've, you know, I grew up doing and enjoying, and it always was really fun, and, you know, nothing against video games, but there's this false sense of accomplishment when you play a game and you're like, oh, achievement unlocked. I killed 100 bad guys, you know, I mean, whatever the game might be,
right.
You have this sense of, like, you were able to escape and you were able to, like, be productive. And then that's in stark contrast to coming out here and, you know, finding a piece of ground that's untamed, and you're like, all right, we're gonna like live out here for the next 16 hours.
Yeah.
And you like actually take the steps to like, this is where we'll sleep, this is where we're gonna eat, you know. And you actually, it's not some kind of simulation, like you're actually doing it. And I mean, that's, to me, the domesticated, you know, suburban guy, that's not really on my radar, like, ever, to, like, actually go and do something. It's like, yeah, well, I'll just watch a video about it, or, like, I'll just, but to actually go out and do it, you know, that's,
yeah,
that's something that's, I'm finding the older I get, and the less that I do that, I'm finding more value in that, you know, and especially something like camping. It's been very eye-opening as far as that goes, to, you know, you can't just vicariously do this kind of stuff,
right,
with movies. Like, you know, movies are fine,
mm-hmm,
video games are fine, but like the real escape, like go out into the nature, mm-hmm, the natural world, and, you know,
yeah,
rejuvenate that way. So
yeah,
I'm think I'm coming around, Tim.
All right. That's what I like to hear. Yeah, it was like the first thing I asked when I woke up this morning. I was like, how'd you sleep?
Yeah.
Did that undo everything we did last night? Yeah, because that, I mean, that really is kind of the deciding factor, is like, if you're miserable overnight and you wake up and you're just like, oh, that sucked.
Right.
But, you know, if it's a decent night's sleep, you know, you can kind of look past that to how much fun we had, like, you know, preparing dinner and all that kind of stuff. And I just think, the few people that I've brought out here, you know, each time we do it, I mean, I brought my dad out here before. I brought my brother out here before. Both of those guys have lots of experience camping, but they kind of took the seat like you did, where it was just kind of like, let me know if you need me to do anything. But I just kind of set it up for them and then kind of like just showed them my routine and kind of what I've got going on. And like the response has been pretty similar each time with whoever I've brought out here. It's like, yeah, this is nice. And so that's kind of fueled this desire to like want to share it with more people that, you know, may not have an interest or like it might not be at the top of their priority list. Like, I don't think that, you know, from our previous conversations, you've ever had like a disdain for camping, but it's
no,
like it's never been a priority.
Right.
It's, you know, something that like if you had to choose between camping or like going to the beach, you'd probably choose going to the beach or something like that.
Right.
You know? That has its own issues, yeah. Especially with a bunch of kids. I used to love going to the beach. Now I kind of hate it because it's like there's sand everywhere.
I know. Sand. But, like Anakin Skywalker now, yeah. These days.
But anyway, I'm really excited that you had a good time and that it may have sparked an interest in seeing the value in it that's a little bit deeper than just, yeah, it's nice to sleep out in the woods for a night. I mean, it's I've been trying to explain this to my wife for a while because we haven't had an opportunity for her to come with me, and she hasn't really had an opportunity to do it, even with the family, to where we can really kind of step away from our day-to-day life and all the stresses that come with just being in the house kind of thing, and just spend a night to like cleanse, you know, like kind of get out and away from all that stuff. And I've been trying to explain it to her for a while now that like she needs to try it, just to, it's not that she doesn't want to do it, it's just like the time's not right, you know.
Yeah.
we have four kids, one of them is less than a year old, and it's hard to motivate yourself to go and sleep somewhere where you know you're probably not going to get a solid night's sleep when you already get not much sleep at home in your own bed. So like why add in the extra discomfort, you know, of being in the woods and all that, or like trying to figure out how are we going to take care of an infant, you know, out in the middle of the woods or limited resources. But I mean, even if we were to come out here with just me and her, like I think it would be like so much of a healing factor of like just one night of no stress would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's kind of where I keep coming to with when I share this kind of stuff with people who don't do it very often, is like you don't realize the benefits that you'll see until you do it, and then kind of do it with that attitude of like, you know, I'm out here to get away from stuff. I'm not bringing any of that junk out here with me. And you just kind of have some time to sit and think. I mean, some of my deepest thoughts have been like from staring into the coals of a dying fire kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like just thinking about life and what I want to do with it and all that kind of stuff, where I've been, where I'm going. And so we don't have that type of scenario available to us very much, where we can really turn everything off and just hone in on like wherever your mind wants to go. And so, like you mentioned, you know, you have tons of electronic discussion or distractions that, you know, it's so habitual for me to like, as soon as I'm laying down, I reach for my phone or reach for something to put in front of my face, that I have some free time, so I'm gonna get caught up on my news feed, or you know, read the latest article about whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that I had that instinct, that natural instinct to like reach for a book or
yeah.
like reach for something else that's not, you know, gonna be such a distraction. But anyway, I think that there's a whole lot of really great benefits to just walking outside, and then if you choose to spend the night, like just take the time to do it. And to anybody who's listening or watching, like that, I say it pretty much every episode, like if you have any kind of inkling or any desire to like try something like this, then do it. Like, I mean, I think it's great if you're just kind of enjoying it through my eyes, you know, if you're, you know, listening and following and you're just kind of excited to see what we're doing next, like that's great, and keep it up, because I need the viewers. But you know, find a way to experience it yourself, because it's, I mean, there's only so much that you can get, like, from visual and audio. Like, you just kind of got to be out there and feel it. And so I'd encourage anybody who even has a desire to, like, if you're not comfortable enough to do a whole night out by yourself, or even with some friends who, if you guys don't know, feel like you don't know what you're doing, I mean, just take a few hours and go on a good hike somewhere that's not on a paved road, and, or, you know, just do something to kind of start that process, and you'll get connected with people who will want to help you or want to show you how to do it. And I mean, I would say 90% of the stuff that I've learned, you know, like what we're doing right now, somebody showed me, or like I talked with someone and they told me what they do, and I just tried it. I mean, I'm a good self-starter, and like I've always been that way, to like be ambitious and wanting to do and wanting to learn. But I mean, it's really not challenging at all. You just kind of read some reviews, or like, you know, watch some videos of people that have previous experience, or just have a conversation with somebody who's done it before, and you can learn a lot just from talking to people or interacting with people, which kind of brings you back to the whole concept of the trail connection, which is like learning from other people's experiences, and all through, you know, the common love for being outside.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's good stuff.
And you've mentioned, you know, obviously last night it was like you had said with your dad and your brother, like, I didn't do much. I gathered up some firewood and you set everything up, and you made dinner, you know, you did all. So you've got this really unique brand of hospitality going on, where it's kind of like it's something different. Yeah. And it's unique, you know. It's just, you know, when you go to somebody's house, it's just like, oh, hey, you know, have some dinner, hang out, sit on the couch, whatever, and visit. Mm-hmm. This is, you take those elements and you just bring it out to the woods, and it's like, and you know, all the comforts of home. We had hot tea after dinner last night, you know, like,
yeah,
coffee and eggs this morning, you know. So mm-hmm. I think what you're doing is really cool, and I would definitely come back.
Awesome. That's great.
Next time I might try the tent, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. You know, and then you can...
And then I can join the debate.
Join the debate. Yeah. So I did, it was interesting, after this last episode, I did a little Instagram poll of tents versus hammocks, and hammocks won, like, hands down. It was, like, I think 30 or 40 people that responded to it, and it was, like, I think it was, like, 32 to, you know, 10 or 32
wow.
to, you know, 15 or something like that. I don't remember exactly what the numbers were, but it was overwhelming for the hammocks. But, I mean, like I mentioned, I slept really well in the tent last night. And there's just different aspects of both that are appealing. And, I mean, I tend to reach for my hammock when I'm packing my bag, but, you know, there's been times, too, I'm like, you know, I'm going to do a tent this time. And having the options is kind of cool. I mentioned on another episode about, you know, having the versatility of being able to pop that down anywhere you want. Like, there's been a lot of times, and especially, like, in a place like this where I've got, like, a spot that's picked out, but it's not, like, a defined campsite. It's, like, this is a high enough ground, there's enough cover around here where, like, I'm not exposed to a bunch of wildlife and stuff. If they came through, like, they'd have to kind of walk around it, kind of thing. But I mean, if I had everything packed up and was just walking, and I found a really sweet spot, like, you know, by some water, or, you know, by the river or something like that, like, I'd throw down right there, and you have the versatility to do that. Or, you know, if there's plenty of trees, you can use a hammock. And so it really just comes down to, like, a matter of preference. And then, like, as you kind of get more involved in, like, the backpacking aspect of it, then you got to consider, like, weight and how much space you have in your pack and all that. Because it worked out really well last night, because I had a bag for you that had your setup in it, and then a bag for me that had my setup, and then all of the comforts of home, kind of thing. And then you had the podcast gear in your bag too. So, I mean, it was, like, evenly split, and neither one of us was really overloaded with what we brought out. But if you're by yourself, you don't have as many options. And so, like, it kind of takes a little bit of planning on the forefront of what you would like to try to experience. And then from there, you just kind of make it happen based on what you brought. But anyway. But I think that, I will continue to do this. I'm going to try to get more and more people involved and introduce them to what it can be like. I just remember a distinct conversation that we had, like, I think it was probably a year ago, where you mentioned that trip that you went on, and, like, I actually think it was about the time that I was starting to kind of come out here pretty frequently. It was probably last year around this time. And you're like, oh, you're going camping again, kind of thing. And I was like, yeah. And I got to thinking about that after we had that, you told me that story. And I was just like, man, like, if he just came out, or if someone else just came out and kind of experienced what I'm getting into, like, this is really cool, and I want to share it with people. So I'm really glad that you were able to come and that you enjoyed yourself, because it's a good thing to share.
Yeah.
So real quick before we finish up, if you had a takeaway or something that you would share with someone else, like anything come to mind that you would want to, like a pitch of, you know, maybe some of your reservations you had before coming out, or...
I think you have to understand that, you know, if, I guess for me, the trade-off of, like, on a normal day, like, sleep is king for me. It's just like, when it's time for me to go sleep, it's time for me to go sleep, you know. And I think when you go camping, you have to understand that this isn't going to be, like, that nice pillow top mattress back at the house, you know, like, mm-hmm. You have to understand that you're giving something up to gain something even better, you know. And you can sleep well any night of the week, you know. Every once in a while going outside, I think that's not too much of a sacrifice, you know, right. to get this. I mean, the rejuvenation of just being in nature, hearing the birds singing, hearing the crickets, you know, hearing the rustling of the hogs, like all that, you know, just the wind.
The gunshots in the distance.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the backfiring 18-wheelers. But yeah, you can't expect it to be exactly how it would normally be, like, at your house. You can't, because it's something different, you know.
Yeah.
You have to understand that there's an opportunity cost associated with that. I might not get the best sleep of my life, but I'm going to go get all these other things. You know, I'm going to be outside. I'm going to, you know, make a connection with somebody. I'm going to build a campfire. You know, just the hike out here even. Like, it's those things stack up against, you know, maybe a little bit less sleep or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't have, like, a bad night mm-hmm. at all. It was... I slept in, like, I think I had, like, 2 4-hour chunks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's almost like a regular night for me anyways, so.
Yeah.
But just, you gotta keep an open mind. Don't think to yourself, this is gonna be terrible, and then also, you know, if this is one of your first times camping, but also don't think, like, this is gonna be the most fun I've ever had in my life. Like, kind of manage expectations.
Yeah.
But this, you know, this blew me away. You know, everything from the setup, and you set the campsite up in like less than 30 minutes, and I was mm-hmm. just like, this yeah. isn't right, you know. Why aren't you struggling with tents and, you know, yeah. cursing the sky, you know, like, this was too easy, you know. And it just shows that you've done this enough times to basically be proficient at it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just,
it's hard to mess up two straps and two tent poles. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Right.
And, you know, it's all a matter of just kind of getting things strung up where you want them. And you're right. I mean, the first couple times I came out here, it took me a little longer to get set up, you know, trying to get my hammock set up just right between the two different trees, or finding a good angle and all that. And then, you know, gathering the firewood. But I mean, like, you say you didn't do much, but I mean, a big chunk of a good evening and night is having a good fire going, and, like, that was very beneficial if I had you like get all that stuff gathered up while I was getting the camp set up, because by the time I got done, you had the fire going and we were able to kind of start dinner. And I mean, if you weren't doing that, it would have been an extra hour probably yeah. before we were able to sit down and enjoy dinner. So, you know, there's definitely contribution on both sides for sure. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't take much to kind of get it set up nice, and it'll take a little bit longer to pack away, you know, to try to get it back in proficiently so we can not have lopsided packs going home. If it'd be different if we could probably pack it up a little bit quicker because we're just going right back to the house. But if we had to go like on an 8-mile trip today or like a 10-mile hike today, we would take the extra time to like pack it up right and get it back in there tight and everything and do that, which I'm going to end up pulling most of the stuff out again when we get home to let it air out or fold it up nicely anyway, so it doesn't matter about that. But anyway, one other thing I wanted you to get on record, because it's come up several times in conversation with others. What were your expectations or your experiences with the wildlife out here? Because I've had some folks be like, there's no way I would sleep out there if it's got random hogs or like, you know, snakes and stuff.
That kind of stuff has never bothered me. On the hike out here, there was some water, and so obviously anytime Florida water, you have to be cautious of snakes. And you know, not one time did I suspect there'd be any kind of gators, because it's not flowing water,
yeah,
or even big enough to be a pond. So there's nothing. I wasn't worried. It's just you have to respect nature. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, this looks like a place that I've seen snakes coiled up before, so just keep your eyes peeled. And I think the more you're outside, I'm not some outdoorsman by any stretch of the imagination, but I've been outside in Florida enough growing up, Lettuce Lake Park, even mm-hmm. stuff like that, observing from a boardwalk. You can kind of see where those areas might be. So my expectation, I figured we'd see some hogs, because we'd been out here before and seen them, mm-hmm. and then maybe a deer or two, and but I never once felt like, oh no, something bad's gonna happen. Like
yeah.
even when you fell in the water, I was like, oh no, like is he hurt? And then when I realized you weren't hurt, but you were just annoyed that yeah. like you were all wet, I was like, oh okay,
yeah,
well we'll keep going. But I didn't feel unsafe like at all. It's just like I said, you gotta keep your eyes open and make sure you're not doing something dumb, like trying to crawl under a log underwater. Like yeah. but
yeah and I mean, I think other professionals may totally discredit what I'm about to say, but I think for the most part a general rule of thumb is nature's not going to bother you if you don't bother it,
right,
kind of thing. Like we've been sitting here, like even last night while we were getting ready to eat dinner, that same pack of hogs that we saw coming in walked right past our campsite. It paid us no mind at all.
Right.
It was just, they were on their mission. And I think that some people just have a skewed reality that like, if they see you, they're going to attack. Like,
right.
Yeah. That's not the case. I mean, some animals are aggressive, but like, generally speaking, the stuff that we would come in contact out here, I mean, unless it's provoked or unless we're like encroaching on its habitat, like it's
sure.
not going to really react negatively at all. And so even that snake, I mean, you pointed it out to me it was 3 or 4 feet away from where I was, but it stayed coiled up. It didn't even budge. And maybe it's because of the ambient temperature and time of year and all that, but regardless, like unless I encroached its personal space, like it's not gonna just, oh, there's somebody, I gotta
right.
strike. You know, it's when it's provoked, it then that happens. And so that's just something to remember and to kind of keep in mind. Like if wildlife is a hang up for you, it's pretty awesome to get this close to it and then like be able to see it. And you know, like we've listed a few things that we've got to see today this time around. You know, when was the last time that you got to see a deer like 40 feet away from you?
Right.
You know, or like watched a group of hogs, you know, with a couple adults with their babies kind of trotting along. I mean, it's neat to
yeah.
be out in their environment and kind of see them acting naturally. And I mean, we're guests in their home, you know, that's tonight and last night. But anyway, Well, that's cool. I'm really glad you enjoyed yourself. I'm really glad that you agreed to come out and hop on the show with me for this time around. And
absolutely. Thanks for inviting me. I really enjoyed it, and I'll do it again. I really will.
Awesome. Cool. Well, to everybody else that's listening and watching, if you haven't had a chance to check out any of our social media pages or, like I mentioned last episode, every recording we do, we got a YouTube video for as well. So go over there and subscribe to the channel and give us a follow on any of the social media platforms that you prefer to use, and stay connected with us, because we got some really cool stuff that's coming down the pipeline. I've gotten a lot of good feedback from the stuff we've already put out, and I've had a blast doing it so far, and I'm really looking forward to what's coming up in the future. So this will be the last episode of 2019. This is going to be airing on New Year's Eve. So have everybody have a safe and happy New Year, and we'll come back to you in 2020 with a fresh perspective, fresh focus on the Trail Connection. Thanks.